Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Sunday, November 7th, the end of Marzipan Week. Marzipan Week is something that was created by Niederegger, which is the leading brand of marzipan worldwide. The company was established back in 1806 in northern Germany. Marzipan Week is designed purely to be a celebration of all things marzipans. The biggest pistachio marzipan in the world weighed a massive 4 tons. Marzipan is a sweet treat, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Marzipan is a confection consisting primarily of sugar, honey, and almond meal, ground almonds, sometimes augmented with almond oil or extract. It is often made into sweets. Common uses are chocolate-covered marzipan, and small marzipan imitations of fruits and vegetables. It can also be used in biscuits or rolled into thin sheets and glazed for icing cakes, primarily birthday cakes, wedding cakes, and Christmas cakes. This use is widespread in the UK, on large fruit cakes. Marzipan paste may also be used as a baking ingredient, as in Stollen or Banket. In some countries, it is shaped into small animals as a traditional treat for New Year's Day or Christmas. Marzipan is also used in tortelle and in some versions of king cake eaten during the carnival season. Traditional Swedish princess cake is typically covered with a layer of marzipan that has been tinted pale green or pink. In Spain, it is a traditional Christmas dessert, mazapán, although, in Toledo, where the first written reference of this product dates back to 1512, it is eaten all year round. In Italy, particularly in Palermo, marzipan, marzipane, is often shaped and painted with food colorings to resemble fruit, frutta martorana, especially during the Christmas season and on Il Giorno dei Morti, All Souls Day, on November 2nd. May 9th and 10th are also special days for eating marzipan in Sicily. In Portugal, where the confection has been traditionally made by nuns, marzipan, maspão, is used to make fruit-shaped sweets. In the Algarve region, it is a very common sweet. There are other regions, such as Toledo in Spain, where marzipan, mazapán, is shaped into simple animal shapes and sometimes filled with egg yolk, yema, and sugar. Marzipan is made in various shapes and sizes in Greece and Cyprus and is almost always left white. In the islands of the Aegean in particular, white marzipan is considered a wedding treat and is served to guests at wedding feasts. In Malta, marzipan is used as a filling in the traditional Maltese Easter treats called figola. In Belgium and the Netherlands, marzipan figures are given as Saint Nicholas's presents. In Germany, it is common to give marzipan in the shape of a loaf of bread, which is called Marzipanbrot, during Christmas time or shaped as small potatoes, Marzipankartoffeln. Besides Stollen, marzipan is often an ingredient in seasonal baked goods, such as Bethmannken, and other Christmas cookies. One traditional New Year present is known as a Glückswein, lucky pig. Martigl from Austria is a famed export made of marzipan balls dipped in dark chocolate. Stollen can contain marzipan. In the United Kingdom, Celebratory fruitcakes are decorated with a layer of marzipan, particularly Christmas cake, which is covered with white sugar icing, and at Easter, the simnel cake contains a layer of marzipan, a further layer decorates the top, and 12 spheres symbolize the apostles of Christ. The marzipan is likely grilled or toasted to color it. Battenberg cake, which originates in England, is covered in a layer of marzipan. In Geneva, a traditional part of the celebration of l'escalade is the ritual smashing of a chocolate cauldron filled with marzipan vegetables, a reference to a Savoyard siege of the city which was supposedly foiled by a housewife with a cauldron of boiling soup. It is customary in Denmark, Sweden, and Norway to snack on marzipan pigs around Christmas, marzipan shaped as eggs around Easter, and kransekage on New Year's Eve. It is also used in various cakes and confectioneries unrelated to the holidays, including Trestammer, Gassebrist, and Napoleonschat, and as an ingredient in Remonce filling for Danish pastry. In Tallinn, in Majasmok Cafe, there is a small museum dedicated to the history and manufacture of marzipan. In Syria, marzipan, known as lozina, lozine, or marzipan, Arabic word derived from laws equals almond, is flavored with orange flower water and shaped into roses and other delicate flowers before they are baked. Marzipan can also be made from oatmeal, farina, or semolina. For Jews in Iran, marzipan fruit is a traditional Passover treat, replacing biscuits and cakes. In Latin American cuisine, marzipan is known by the Spanish word mazapan and is traditionally eaten at Christmas, although Latin American mazapan is generally made with peanuts instead of almonds as the Spanish mazapan. In the Indian state of Goa, marzipan, maspão, was introduced from Portugal. However, the Goan version uses cashew nuts instead of almonds. Goan marzipan is used to make Easter eggs. It is also used to make Christmas sweets in various shapes like fruits, flowers, stars, etc. Similarly, in Bombay, Mumbai, the East Indians mold their cashew nut-based or almond-based marzipan into different shapes for Christmas and into marzipan eggs, chickens, and bonnets for Easter. In the Philippines, marzipan was brought from Spain. Mazapan de pili, Spanish for pili marzipan, is made from pili nuts. There are two proposed lines of origin for marzipan. They are not necessarily contradictory and may be complementary, as there have always been Mediterranean trade and cooking influences. Other sources establish the origin of marzipan in China, from where the recipe moved on to the Middle East and then to Europe through Al-Andalus. Although it has been introduced to Eastern Europe through the Turks, Bardem Ezmesi in Turkish, and most notably produced in Edirne, there is some dispute between Hungary and Italy over its origin. Marzipan became a specialty of the Hanseatic League port towns. In particular, the cities of Lübeck and Tallinn have a proud tradition of marzipan manufacture. Examples include Lübecker Marzipan, PGI. The city's manufacturers like Niederegger still guarantee that their marzipan contains 2/3 almonds by weight, resulting in the highest quality product. Historically, the city of Königsberg in East Prussia was also renowned for its distinctive marzipan production. Königsberg marzipan remains a particular type of marzipan in Germany that is golden brown on its surface and sometimes embedded with marmalade at its center. Another possible geographic origin is the parts of Spain that were known as Al-Andalus. In Toledo, 850-900, though more probably 1150 during the reign of Alfonso VII, this specialty was known as Posta Reggio, instead of Mazapan. There are also mentions in the Book of 1001 Nights of an almond paste eaten during Ramadan and as an aphrodisiac. Mazapan is Toledo's most famous dessert, often created for Christmas, and has PGI status. For this, almonds have to be at least 50% of the total weight, following the directives of the Mazapan de Toledo Regulator Council. Another idea to support this line is the critical tradition of another Spanish almond-based Christmas confectionery, the turrón. Marzipan is not officially defined, but it is generally made with a higher sugar ratio to almonds than almond paste. One brand, for instance, has 28% almonds in its marzipan and 45% almonds in its almond paste. However, in Sweden and Finland, almond paste refers to marzipan containing 50% ground almonds, much higher quality than regular marzipan. In Germany, Lübecker marzipan is known for its quality. It contains 66% almonds. The original manually produced Mozartkugeln is made from green pistachio marzipan. Persipan is a similar yet less expensive product in which the almonds are replaced by apricot or peach kernels. Many confectionery products sold as marzipan are made from less expensive materials, such as soy paste and almond essence. To control and detect the authenticity of marzipan, polymerase chain reaction methods can differentiate almonds from substitutes and adulterants at concentrations of less than 1%. German marzipan is made by grinding whole almonds with sugar and partially drying the paste, and French marzipan, called Maspain, is made by combining ground almonds with sugar syrup. Some marzipan is flavored with rosewater. Spanish marzipan is made without bitter almonds. In the US, bitter almonds are not used in marzipan because the importation of bitter almonds into the US is prohibited by US law, owing to them containing a substance related to cyanide. Sugar-free marzipan can be made by replacing sugar with polyols, such as maltitol. The German name has primarily ousted the original English name Marchpane with the exact apparent derivation, March bread. The word Marchpane occurs in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 5, Line 9. Marzipan is documented earlier in Italian than in any other language, and the sense bread for pan is romance. The origin could be from the Latin term Martius Panus, which means bread of March. However, the ultimate etymology is unclear. For example, the Italian word derives from the Latin words massa, itself from Greek musita alpha maza, meaning pastry, and pan meaning bread. This can be mainly seen in the Provençal massapan, the Portuguese maspão, whereas is an alternative form for the phoneme SS, and Old Spanish mazapan. The change from SS to Z in Latin words was common in Old Spanish, and the R appeared later. It could also be derived from Martis pan, the bread of March. Among the other possible etymologies outlined in the Oxford English Dictionary, one theory proposes that the word marzipan may be a corruption of Martaban, a Burmese city famous for its jars. The Real Academia Española suggests the idea of the Spanish word mazapan be derived from the Hispanic Arabic picmart, which is derived from the Greek pi alpha xi alpha mu delta iota omicron nu. Another source could be from Arabic morthaban, king who sits still. The Arabic, Latinized as Matapanus, described a Venetian coin depicting an enthroned Christ the King. These coins were stored in ornate boxes. From about the 15th century, when the coins were no longer in circulation, the boxes became decorative containers for storing and serving luxury sweetmeats. In the 16th century, One such luxury that crept into the box was the now famous almond-flavored marzipan, named, at least proximately, after the box it was stored. However, suppose marzipan has its origin in Persia. In that case, it is not unlikely that the name may come from Marzban, in Persian, derived from the words Mars meaning border or boundary, and the suffix ban meaning guardian, a class of margraves or military commanders in charge of border provinces of the Sassanid Empire of Persia, Iran, between the 3rd and 7th centuries. To produce marzipan, raw almonds are cleaned by sieving, air elutriation, and other electronic or mechanical devices, then immersed in water with a temperature just below the boiling point for about 5 minutes in a process known as blanching. This loosens the almond's skin, which is removed by passing the almonds through rubber-covered rotating cylinders. They are then cooled, after which they are coarsely chopped and ground, with up to 35% sugar, into almond flour. The almond flour mixture is roasted and cooled, after which sucrose, table sugar, and possibly a binding agent such as starch syrup or sorbitol are added. It may then be molded into any shape. Marzipan must be covered in an airtight container to prevent it from hardening and dehydrating. It should be protected from direct light to prevent the rancidity of almond oil, a result of lipid oxidation. The aroma and flavor of marzipan can be attributed to benzaldehyde and hydrogen cyanide, which both derive from the benzoin condensation reaction. Marzipan is a food emulsion that contains four phases: a solid phase of suspended particles including almonds and sugars, a suspended air pocket phase formed from incorporated air during mixing, a water phase, and a lipid phase from the almond oil. The phases can separate when left alone for long periods. It is stabilized by the phospholipids and triglycerides found in the almond cells. The fatty acids found in almonds include saturated fats such as stearic acid, and unsaturated fats such as linoleic acid. Emulsifiers can be added during production to increase shelf life. Marzipan's softness is a balance between the solid and liquid components. It should have a moisture content of less than 10%. When we return, fruitcake. Fruitcake, or fruitcake or fruit bread, is a cake made with candied or dried fruit, nuts, and spices and optionally soaked in spirits. In the United Kingdom, specific rich versions may be iced and decorated. Fruitcakes are typically served in celebration of weddings and Christmas. Given their rich nature, fruitcakes are most often consumed on their own instead of with condiments, such as butter or cream. The earliest recipe from ancient Rome lists pomegranate seeds, pine nuts, and raisins mixed into barley mash. In the Middle Ages, honey, spices, and preserved fruits were added. Fruitcakes soon proliferated all over Europe. Recipes varied considerably in different countries throughout the ages, depending on the available ingredients and, in some instances, church regulations forbidding the use of butter regarding the observance of fast. Pope Innocent VIII, 1432-1492, finally granted the use of butter, in written permission known as the Butter Letter or Butter Brief in 1490, giving permission to Saxony to use milk and butter in the Stollen fruit cakes. Starting in the 16th century, sugar from the American colonies, and the discovery that high sugar concentrations could preserve fruits, created an excess of candied fruit, thus making fruitcakes more affordable and widespread. In Australia, fruitcake is consumed throughout the year and is available at most major retail outlets. The cake is rarely eaten with icing or condiments. In the Bahamas, not only is the fruitcake drenched with rum, but the ingredients are as well. All candied fruits, walnuts, and raisins are placed in an enclosed container and are soaked with the darkest variety of rum, anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months in advance. The cake ingredients are mixed, and once the cake has finished baking, rum is poured onto it while it is still hot. In Bulgaria, the ordinary fruitcake is known as cakes, Bulgarian, KKS, is homemade and is consumed throughout the year. Recipes for cakes vary, but commonly it contains flour, butter and/or cooking oil, milk, yeast, yogurt, eggs, cocoa, walnuts, and raisins. It is usually baked in a bundt-style pan. There is also another specific type of fruitcake prepared for Easter, which is known as kozunak, Bulgarian, kozonak. The fruitcake is commonly eaten during the Christmas season in Canada. Rarely is it seen during other times of the year. The Canadian fruitcake is similar in style to the UK version, as it is in most Commonwealth countries. However, there is rarely icing on the cake, and alcohol is not commonly put in Christmas cakes sold. The cakes are shaped like a small loaf of bread and often covered in marzipan. Dark, moist, and rich Christmas fruit cakes are the most frequently consumed, with white Christmas fruit cakes less common. These cakes tend to be made in mid-November to early December when the weather starts to cool down. During Christmas dinner, they are a staple, and a gift generally exchanged between business associates and close friends' families. Pan de Pascua is a fruitcake traditionally eaten around Christmas and Epiphany. In France, as in some other non-English-speaking countries, the gâteau aux fruits, fruitcake, is often simply called cake. In Germany, baked goods that fit the description of fruitcake are not usually regarded as cake but rather as sweet bread. Stollen is loaf-shaped and often powdered with icing sugar on the outside. It is usually made with yeast, butter, water, and flour, adding citrus zest, candied citrus peel, raisins, and almonds. The most famous Stollen is the Dresdner Stollen, sold at the Dresden Christmas Market, the Striezelmarkt. Official Dresden Stollen, produced by only 150 Dresden bakers, bears a special seal depicting Elector Augustus II the Strong. In Bremen, the local fruitcake called Kleben is traditionally sold and eaten during the Christmas season. Bremer Kleben is a kind of Stollen that is not dusted with powdered sugar after baking. Both Dresdner Stollen and Bremen Kleben are protected geographical indications. In southern Germany and the Alpine region, Fruiterbrot is a sweet, dark bread baked with nuts and dried fruit, for example, apricots, figs, dates, plums. Fruitcake is a rich, dense cake packed with dry fruits and nuts flavored with spices usually made during Christmas. This is found everywhere during the Christmas season in India, although it is also available commonly throughout the year. In Ireland, a type of sweetbread called barmbrack is eaten at Halloween. The cake contains different objects such as a ring or small coin, each signifying a different fortune for the person who finds it. Panforte is a chewy, dense Tuscan fruitcake dating back to 13th century Siena. Panforte is strongly flavored with spices. Panforte means strong bread, and baked in a shallow form. Genoa's fruitcake, a lower, denser, crumbly variety, is called pandels, sweet bread. Panettone is a Milanese sweet bread loaf, widely available throughout Italy and in many other countries, served around Christmas, traditionally filled with dried and candied fruits, with a bread loaf consistency similar in texture to Irish balm brack. Fruitcakes arrived in New Zealand with early settlers from Britain. Until the 1960s, fruitcake was generally homemade, but they have become commercially widely available in various styles since then. Light-colored fruitcake is often sold as tennis cake or light fruitcake all year round. Most New Zealand wedding cakes are finely iced and decorated fruitcakes, often several tiers high. Most fruitcake is eaten during the Christmas period. It is dark, rich, and made from multiple dried fruit. Homemade cakes may use brandy or sherry to enhance flavor rather than as a preservative. They may be square or round, iced or uniced. A Christmas cake is usually simply decorated with a Christmas scene or the words Merry Christmas. In addition to the European-style fruitcake, a traditional fruitcake commonly eaten during Christmas in the Philippines is the crema de fruta. It is made with layers of sponge cake, sweet custard or whipped cream, gelatin or gulamon, agar, and various preserved or fresh fruits, including mangoes, pineapples, cherries, and strawberries. Easier to prepare icebox cake variants of crema de fruta use ladyfingers, brioche, instead of sponge cake layers. Mango float is a modern viral adaptation of this dish. It uses graham crackers and ripe carabao mangoes, though other fruits can be used as well. Cakes is a traditional fruit cake eaten during the Christmas season. It is a loaf-shaped sponge cake with substantial nuts, raisins, figs, and candied fruits. Although French in its origin, Bolo Rei is a traditional fruitcake enjoyed during the Christmas season and a staple dessert in any Portuguese home during the holidays. Included is the characteristic fava bean and, according to tradition, whoever finds the fava bean has to pay for the cake next year. Cozonac is a fruitcake mostly made for every major holiday, Christmas, Easter, New Year. Bolo de Higo is a cake made from figs, almonds or walnuts, and flavorings, similar to a panforte. Birnenbrot is a dense, sweet Swiss fruitcake with candied fruits and nuts. Called black cake, is a traditional part of the Christmas celebration in the English Caribbean. The cake incorporates mixed fruits and rum wine and becomes a treasured Christmas treat consumed and given out between the Christmas season and New Year's. The fruit, wine, and rum are prepared weeks, months ahead, and originate in the English Christmas pudding and can be pretty expensive. It is very different from a North American fruit cake. In the UK, fruitcakes are made in types ranging from extremely light to rich and moist. The traditional Christmas cake is a round fruitcake covered in marzipan and white royal icing or fondant icing. They are often further decorated with snow scenes, holly leaves, berries, natural or artificial, or tiny decorative robins or snowmen. It is also the tradition for this kind of cake to be served at weddings as part of the dessert course. In Yorkshire, it is often served accompanied by cheese. Fruitcakes in the United Kingdom often contain currants and glass cherries, an example of this type being the Genoa cake. A fruitcake that originated in Scotland, the Dundee cake, which owes its name to Keeler's marmalade. It does not contain glass cherries but is decorated with almonds. Fruitcake was historically referred to as plum cake in England from around 1700. Typical American fruitcakes are rich in fruit and nuts. Mail order fruitcakes in America began in 1913. Some well-known American fruitcake bakers include Collin Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas, and Claxton, Georgia. Both Collin Street and Claxton are southern companies with inexpensive access to large nut quantities, for which the expression nutty as a fruitcake was derived in 1935. Commercial fruitcakes are often sold from catalogs by charities as a fundraiser. Most American mass-produced fruitcakes are alcohol-free, but those made according to traditional recipes are saturated with liqueurs or brandy and covered in powdered sugar, both of which prevent mold. Brandy, or wine, soaked linens can store the fruitcakes, and some people feel that fruitcakes improve with age. In the United States, the fruitcake has become a ridiculed dessert due to the inexpensive mass-produced cakes of questionable age. Some attribute the beginning of this trend with the Tonight Show host Johnny Carson. He would joke that there really is only one fruitcake in the world, passed from family to family. After Carson's death, the tradition continued with the fruitcake lady, Marie Rudisill, who made appearances on the show and offered her fruitcake opinions. In fact, the fruitcake had been a butt of jokes on television programs such as Father Knows Best and The Donna Reed Show years before The Tonight Show debuted and appears to have first become a vilified confection in the early 20th century, as evidenced by Warner Brothers cartoons. Since 1995, Manitow Springs, Colorado, has hosted the Great Fruitcake Toss on the first Saturday of every January. "We encourage the use of recycled fruitcakes," says Leslie Lewis of the Manitow Springs Chamber of Commerce. The all-time Great Fruitcake Toss record is 1,420 feet, set in January 2007 by a group of eight Boeing engineers who built the Omega 380, a mock artillery piece fueled by compressed air pumped by an exercise bike. When a fruitcake contains a good deal of alcohol, it can remain edible for many years. For example, a fruitcake baked in 1878 was kept as an heirloom by a family, Morgan L. Ford, in Tecumseh, Michigan. Wrapping the cake in alcohol-soaked linen before storing is one method of lengthening its shelf life. A 106-year-old fruitcake discovered in 2017 by the Antarctic Heritage Trust was described as in excellent condition and almost edible.